People.
Don't you know?
Places.
Don't you know?
Events.
Don't you know?
From the campus of Winona State University, KQAL FM is proud to present
Don't You Know?
Now, here with everything Winona, here's Terry Tenseth.
Oh, don't you know?
Today on Don't You Know, we find out about some events happening down by the river at the Minnesota Marine Art Museum, and a visitor that I went to high school with stops by to talk about a spaghetti fundraiser dinner for the Susan G. Komen 3-day walk for breast cancer. After that, keep listening to find out about other events in and around town and KQAL's lineup of original programming for the week. You're listening to Don't You Know. Welcome to Don't You Know. I have Andy Mouse from the Minnesota Marine Art Museum sitting with me right now to talk about an exciting month of April and an exciting upcoming month of May, because you are busy.
Yeah, we're always busy.
You got a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And
not like you. You don't have anything going on ever.
Never. Never. You're participating in Midwest Music Fest, which is this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've got a couple of events coming up.
Well, it's sort of like one big family program. Mm-hmm. It's on Thursday, April 19th at 3:30. It's cheap. I think it's $1 per child. Adults are free. It's Amanda Grace, and she's going to be on at 3:30, and then we're going to do a short gallery program with our educator, Heather Casper. And at the end of the program, it's going to be Dr. Bob and Eddie Danger. I think two members of Cannonball is their full band, but it's just the two of them doing puppets and songs and storytelling.
Now, if you haven't seen Dr. Bob before, this is something you really want to come in for, because this puppet show, I mean, he makes his own puppets,
mm-hmm.
and then he's quite the puppeteer, and it's quite a work of art, actually. And sometimes it's kind of out there, but I'm assuming since there's going to be kids involved, it won't be.
We're an art museum. We can do out there.
Yeah, you can go there. And it only happens once every couple months that you'll see Dr. Bob out doing the puppet thing. So you really want to make sure that you have time to stop by on Thursday, April 19th at 3:30 to see that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And also, I think we're doing half price general admission during the fest for wristband holders. So if you're planning on going to Midwest Music Fest, you can stop by the museum as well.
Why not?
For half price.
Yeah. There you go.
Uh-huh.
It's a good deal.
It is a good deal. It's always a good deal. Now it's a better deal.
So what else have you got going on?
We're doing 10 exhibitions this year. So it's almost every month we have something new going on. So we had two new exhibitions that we installed in March. We're doing two exhibitions next month. The current exhibitions are the permanent collections, of course, which are always available. And then we have an exhibition called Simply Beautiful, which is on display until May 27th. And that is kind of like a greatest hits almost from National Geographic, as chosen by Minnesota native photographer Annie Griffiths. It's a pretty great show. We also have a new exhibition largely from collections, but with a few pieces on loan from, or a couple of pieces rather, from a Minnesota photographer named Craig Blacklock, in an exhibition called Lighthouses and Legends, which looks at pieces from the collections that depict lighthouses, and then uncovering some of the stories and the legends. As the, it's a pretty descriptive title, you can figure out what the show's about.
Yeah.
But there's some pretty interesting stories to tell, and you know the quality's there. The pretty much no matter what's done with the museum's collections, it's going to be pretty good, because we tend to focus on quality over quantity. But anyway, so there's that, and that's actually going to be a longer running show. It's going to run like 6 months. But then also, closing in May, on May 12th, is the Our Town, Our River Conversations with Leo and Marilyn Smith. And so if you're a fan of the Smiths, or if you're intrigued by what they've been doing, they've been around for decades doing this. They have sort of a collaborative relationship. He's a woodcarver. His wife is a painter. Although I hear she's retired now, and he's doing the paintings well. But anyway, they've been doing these really intriguing folk art sculptures for a really long time. And it's all inspired by life in the upper Mississippi and some of the kind of mystique of the Mississippi River. So there's some pieces that are more surreal and some that are more real, I guess. So it's kind of a mesh of those two bodies of work that the Smiths have done over the decades, largely from the collections, but also there's seven or eight new pieces that we got from the artists in that show as well. But those two, Our Town, Our River and Simply Beautiful, are the ones closing in May. And then we have two new shows coming in their place.
Oh, mm-hmm. Do you want to
get... I'm not going to tell you. Okay. I'm just joking. That's like when somebody calls and says, "Hey, is Andy there?" And you go, "Yeah, he's here." And, oh, you want to talk to him? Oh, let me get him for you. yes, it's after Simply Beautiful. So we're doing a Minnesota photographer series in the what we call the window gallery. It has windows to the river. And Simply Beautiful is the second in the 4-part series. So after Simply Beautiful, I mentioned that we have a couple pieces on loan currently from a guy named Craig Blacklock. And so, well, he's also going to have a solo exhibition in that gallery over the summer months, opening up on May 31st. He's probably one of the more prolific photographers from our region, and so we're pretty lucky. We've been kind of twisting his arm now for the last 2 years to do a show with us.
Finally
caved.
Was it you calling every week?
No. It wasn't quite a nagging. He was certainly, you know, on our radar, somebody that we've been talking to now sporadically for the last couple of years. And so he's going to come in, and he's also going to be doing a photography workshop specific for people who are either intermediate or advanced within their photography. What he does is basically master's level workshops. And so he's going to focus on wildflowers within our museum's gardens. And so that's a great opportunity for people that are already photographers. And then the big show that I didn't mention or haven't mentioned yet is Our Town, Our River goes down on May 12th. And in its place is going to be the complete volumes of probably one of the most significant series of books in the world, which is John James Audubon's Birds of America. And it's a tremendous offering, temporary offering to the museum for a 3-month period of time. We get to display those books. So we're really excited about that.
That's cool.
Uh-huh.
You get to look through them or?
No, you cannot touch these books. But we are going to do a weekly page turning.
Oh,
and so
okay.
If you want to come back, you can catch all of these, not all of them, but you can catch many of them within the 4-part book series. And also we're going to have some of the prints along the exterior wall.
So. I say, because that's pretty tempting.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be under glass. It's pretty. Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty, like I said, it's one of the rarest and most significant series of books in the world. They're really an unbelievable thing to be able to experience firsthand. The real deal.
Are you going to be tempted?
Well, I'm going to actually touch them because we're going to be doing a page turning.
Right. But you have to put on gloves, right?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I can see you in there with the gloves turning at your own leisure.
Turning. Yeah. Just thumbing through with, you know, at my desk. Oh, look at that one. Oh, that's so great.
Well, and let me get my phone and snap a picture.
No, this is kind of a handle with care situation.
Yeah, figured. So we're getting into the warmer temperatures.
Uh-huh.
Finally.
We have been in, though.
We have been, yeah.
Except,
but then it went
why
down.
Why is April colder than March? That doesn't make any sense.
No, and why is there so much wind?
Oh, yeah, that's kind of rare, too.
It's been annoying.
Yeah.
Not that we should complain, because we don't have snow still like we did last year.
Yeah, we kind of aren't in a position to complain, I don't think, at all.
No.
We had a really nice winter, and then spring came early. We're kind of, yeah, you know, even if we had a big blizzard today, it would just be kind of like, well, that's fine, because we kind of have it coming.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Next year, you wait.
Yeah, it's gonna hit. We're just gonna get nailed.
Oh yeah. So when's Mississippi Sipping gonna start up then?
Mississippi Sipping. I can't even say it. Mississippi Sipping.
There you go.
Starts in May, and we're doing the first and third Tuesday of every month.
Okay.
This year. So May through September, first and third Tuesdays, food and drinks with Jefferson Pub and Grill, and hanging out on the riverfront and enjoying good company every first and third Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m.
And that's different from last year, was it once a month or was it once a week?
No, we actually did every Tuesday. We ended up, but the odd thing is that about half of them got canceled because of weather. Either it was 110 degrees or it was raining. So yeah, we are going to do a little bit less, but I think we're adding a month as well. So we're stretching it out, but we're doing first and third Tuesdays.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Can't wait.
It's going to be good.
Anything else we should mention? Oh, Toddler Tuesdays and Free Student Tuesdays.
Yeah. We had like 150 Winona State students last week.
Oh, wow.
At the museum on Tuesday, which is great. I should mention, because you mentioned, every Tuesday is free for students. So yeah, so professors can build exhibitions into curriculums and so forth. And students also can just come because, we know students typically aren't rich.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. No.
We were all students once. We remember.
I'm back at it.
Some of us are back at it. And
Yeah.
Yes, and none of us are flush with money post-student either, but... but things were more snug when we were students. Anyways, yeah. So it's free every Tuesday. That's just something that the museum feels that we can do and we should do, being an educational institution. So.
And then Toddler Tuesdays runs from what time to what time?
Toddler Tuesdays is the second Tuesday of every month, 10:30 to noon. $2 per toddler and free for adults. And we do games and activities, and it's a chance to experience the museum as well.
Great.
As a family. And art projects, obviously.
Are you looking for any volunteers right now?
Yeah, we're always interested in expanding our volunteer corps, particularly those that are, well, we have sort of two kinds of volunteers. One that are gallery attendants or greeters, greet people at the door. They also maintain security in the gallery and communicate with visitors and be friendly, basically, and knowledgeable. And then there are those that go through a little bit of training and become volunteer tour guides. And they work with students and adults as well. So if anybody's interested in volunteering for the museum, they can just call. And the number is 474-6626.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Now, you also have a website. We want to mention that. It's minnesotamarineart.org.
Yep.
And you have a lot of events that are posted there, a lot of information and information about the exhibits.
Yep. Yep. I think most of what is going to be happening in the next few months is on the website. There's current exhibitions, future exhibitions, descriptions of collections, future programs, current programs, and also how to get involved, becoming a member, becoming a volunteer, becoming a donor. The museum wouldn't be able to operate without its supporters. So all of the good things that we're doing is really largely because we have such a great group of supporters, and it's growing.
Well, thanks for taking the time to stop by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Hi, you're listening to Don't You Know? I have a special guest who I actually went to high school with, Heather Landy, and she's going to talk to us about her spaghetti dinner fundraiser for the Susan G. Komen 3-Day Walk. Now, the spaghetti dinner is happening here in Winona this week, the 20th, and the walk is happening later on. So fill me in on the details.
Sure. Well, thanks, Terry, for having me on.
Of course.
So the dinner is going to be at the VFW, which is on 3rd Street, not the Veterans Center. So
ah,
it's the
sorry.
VFW.
There we go.
Yep. No, a lot of people get it confused, which one. I think they moved from Market Street to Sarnia back
right.
to 3rd Street. So they've moved around a few places. But we're having the dinner there on the 20th, starts at 5 p.m. And we're also going to be having a silent auction. We have a lot of sporting events tickets that have been donated, some Twins tickets, Packers tickets, Vikings tickets. So we're pretty excited that we were able to get those donations. And we're excited to offer this fundraiser for our 3-day walk. Our team is called Simply the Breast. All of the teams have some really great, funny names. And our team is comprised of myself, my sister-in-law, my cousin, and two friends. And we've decided to form the team in support of my aunt. So my aunt was recently diagnosed with cancer last spring. And, you know, we saw her go through this terrible disease, go through treatment, have to go through a lot of stuff. And we were so impressed with how she handled it. And we wanted to do something, and we didn't know what we were going to do. And then we had caught wind of this 3-day walk. And so we decided to form a team. And each team member is responsible for raising $2,300. So $13,000. For our team.
That'd be great.
Yeah. So we know that what we're doing is going to make such a big impact. You know, it goes to things like research, it goes to treatment, it helps people pay their medical bills that have breast cancer. So we're excited to make a difference in the Susan G. Komen cause.
Great. Now, how long does the walk go for out here?
The walk is for 3 days. It's 60 miles total.
Oh, wow.
So we have about 20 miles per day, and it's all through the Twin Cities. It's going to start somewhere in Eden Prairie, and then we're going to go and end probably somewhere on the St. Thomas campus. And so it's going to be interesting, a long walk. But
how does that work? I mean, do you stop at any point?
Yeah, so you stop occasionally for breaks, and they'll have Gatorade and water and fruit snacks and fruit and whatnot, and you stop for lunch, you stop for dinner, and then you camp at night. But then you start the next day and you walk all through the day.
I was going to say, you're not going to be a walking zombie.
No, yeah, we do get to sleep, thankfully. They do allow that.
How much are the tickets for the spaghetti dinner?
So the tickets are $6 in advance or $8 at the door. Mm-hmm. In advance, they could contact me, Heather Landy, either at landy_Heather@yahoo.com or 450-2611.
I know that it's basically like it is what it says it is. It's a spaghetti dinner. There's garlic toast, right?
There's garlic toast, yeah.
As well. Who's cooking all the food for you?
We are.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. So the whole team is. We're lucky to have a great contact at the VFW, Dustin, who I used to work with. So he's been a huge help. He's going to help us cook. He does all of their fish fries and burger nights and things like that. So he'll be helping us.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So it'll be a total.
So he has some experience.
You'll have to tell me later on how many pounds of spaghetti you had for the noodles, things like that.
Yeah.
Now your aunt, what did she think when you told her you were going to be doing this?
She started to cry. She was so appreciative of us wanting to do something to show support for her, but then so many other people, because obviously when she was going through the treatments, well, and still is, she's met so many other people that, you know, and it affects everybody so differently. And so she's so very honored we're supporting all of those women that have that terrible disease.
Will she be there that night?
She will, yep. So she has a special survivor shirt that Susan G. Komen will give her, and she will be honored as a survivor. I think it's the second night is the ceremony night. So that's kind of neat.
I think it's really important that people understand that the word that is appropriate is survivor these days, and mentally how that affects you too when you're going through a treatment like that.
Oh yeah, you know, for a woman it changes who you are,
right?
Physically,
yeah.
Emotionally, you know, it's a huge thing to go through, and I really didn't understand it till I saw it firsthand. And it's inspiring, it's maddening, it's saddening, but I would say most of all it's inspiring to see these women pull through and survive.
So we have a Facebook event for you that if you get on a Facebook, Winona, and you start typing in spaghetti dinner fundraiser, you're going to find this event on here and probably be able to sign on and invite others if you wanted to. Just again, it's going to be held at the VFW in Winona. And we all know where that is, off of
Third Street.
Off of Third Street. So you're going to want to head down there. It's April 20th, that's this Friday, from 5 until 7, and there will be silent auction sports items. So sports fanatics and spaghetti fanatics should show up. Thanks so much, Heather, for coming by.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Heather's really nice. We went to high school together.
Oh, very good. Tell. Always good to hear from Andy as well. Happy Monday, everyone.
Yep. It is Doug and Terry reading you the upcoming events for Winona and the
And we know what you're thinking.
Area.
I love it when Doug and Terry read to us. Would you, could you, in a box? Little green eggs and ham for you on your Monday.
Oh, my gosh.
Dr. Seuss, one of the all-time greats.
Do you want to start or do you want me to start? What are you doing over there?
You can't tell? It's the Lindy.
Okay.
Yeah, the Winona Family YMCA are hosting ballroom dance classes that begin tonight at 6:30. There's a cost of $60 per couple, but you will learn cool dances and be able to go to actual real social functions and not just bars and foxtrot, waltz, and of course, my favorite, the Lindy.
Impress your friends at weddings.
Yeah. And, you know, it's all week long. So, I mean, if you sign up, you're committed through this Sunday, the 22nd. Ballroom dancing at the YMCA.
There you go. Now, for some of you, this may be very important. There's an adoption informational meeting happening tomorrow, Tuesday, the 17th. It's at Catholic Charities. And if anybody's interested in learning about international and domestic adoption, they should come and find out more information. It starts at 4:30. It'll be at the Winona Waters Building, Suite 2 at 111 Market Street. If you want more information, why don't you give them a call at 454-2270. Again, that's 454-2270.
A great way to have a lifetime impact on a young child.
Mm-hmm.
St. Mary's University Page series closes with Peter and the Wolf. It's the final production of the season, as the Page series presents Peter and the Wolf, an adaptation of the traditional Russian folktale talking about the adventure of growing up, taking place tomorrow night, Tuesday the 17th, which is tax day. So roll by the mailbox, drop your taxes in, head over to the Page Theater. Show gets underway at 6:30, $12 for adults, $5 for seniors. And again, Page Theater, Peter and the Wolf, St. Mary's campus.
Now, also Tuesday at 7 o'clock, the Bookshelf is going to contribute to World Book Day. World Book Night US is a campaign to give away 500,000 free specially printed books across America on April 23rd. Volunteers will pick up books and distribute them to hospitals, nursing homes, diners, prisons, etc. The Bookshelf in Winona will be a drop-off location for anyone interested in donating books. Again, this is Tuesday night from 7 to 8 at the Winona Bookshelf at 162 West 2nd Street.
What a great idea, especially in this digital age. I mean, I've kind of converted to the old iPad for reading books and things, but there's still nothing, it still does not replace completely.
No.
You know, holding on to and wetting the finger and turning the page.
Smelling that fresh page.
Exactly. Winona Health hosts Breakfast with the Experts to discuss heat safety. And Terry and I were talking about this a little bit before we came back on the air. There, you know, we may be in store for a very, very hot summer, and it's going to, you know, cause not only, you know, personal health issues, but issues with crops and things like that, other vegetation, obviously. Anyway, I digress. Heat exposure and heat awareness will obviously be the topic. Health experts and safety professionals will discuss the ways in which heat exposure affects employee safety, productivity in the workplace. Registration is required by the 16th, which is today. So if you want to go show up on Wednesday, please register today. Get a hold of Winona Health at 474-3339. 474-3339. It's going to take place in the Miller Auditorium at Winona Health from 7:30 in the morning until 9. So it's Breakfast with the Experts to discuss heat safety.
Now, maybe you have a preschooler. Did you know that Winona?
I don't.
Did you know?
Oh, you weren't talking to me.
No,
you were talking
to
the listeners in general. Got you.
Did you know Winona has a Mother of Preschoolers group? They have meetings the first and third Wednesdays, September through May 9th. At 11 a.m. at the Living Light Church in the lower level off of Highway 14 in Winona. If you would like more information, give them a call at 459-1539. Again, 459-1539, or check them out at Winona MOPS. So that's winonamops.blogspot.com. Again, the meeting's from 9 to 11, Wednesday, April 18th at the Living Light Church.
What's Mark's last name at the...
Peterson. History?
Peterson, okay. Heard about this from Mark Peterson the other day, going on at the Winona County History Center Antique Phonograph Concert. And they're going to hold a concert by Philip O'Keefe. The Edison Phonograph will be playing recordings from the beginning of the recording industry all the way through the jazz age in the early 1920s.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll see Nipper from RCA Victor and things like that. That's going to take place this Wednesday at 12:05 at the Winona County History Center. If it's anything like last week's show or at last week's presentation with Dr. Musser, it'll be great. So check it out at noon on Wednesday, Antique Phonograph Concert.
So, do you like playing cards?
I'm a cribbage guy, and I'll play some hearts occasionally, yeah.
Well, over at Sauer Memorial Home, they're hosting a card party with different types of card games that will be played, and prizes will be awarded, and refreshments will be served. Sounds like a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
Cost is $2. It's Wednesday. Starts at 7 p.m.
Thursday, the 19th, okay? Big day.
Oh, yeah.
Why, you ask? Ask why.
Well, what could it be?
It's my 26th anniversary.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you better go buy something.
Yeah, I got to buy some. But more important, closer to home here in Winona, obviously, the kickoff of the Midwest Music Festival will take place Thursday through Saturday. And we'll discuss more of that later on in the show. So go to MidwestMusicFest.org for ticket information. It's a wristband thing, right?
Yeah, or you can purchase per show. I mean, some people can't be here the whole weekend. So there are different, you can pay at the door, you can pay for a day pass, and you can check online at the website and view by venue or by artist and do search. It's really easy to use and kind of schedule out your weekend. Also this weekend, other cultural event happening in Lanesboro, Minnesota, and they just had their Ibsen Fest last weekend.
Yep.
They're still continuing their play, Pillars of Society. Secrets from the past threaten to engulf a prominent businessman about to embark on the greatest project of his career. This drama about the price of ambition continues Common Wheels' series of new Ibsen adaptions by acclaimed playwright Jeffrey Hatcher. Now, if you want to see Pillars of Society, you can see it Thursday through Saturday. That's April 19th through the 21st from 7:30 to 10, or Sunday, the matinee, from 1:30 to 4. The cost is $30. Again, it's in Lanesboro, Minnesota at the Commonweal Theater Company at 208 Parkway Avenue North.
There is actually something happening in Lewiston.
Oh, yeah?
Did you know that? It's an open forum for the Winona County Bike Trail. The Winona County Planning and Environmental Service Department, working with the DNR, the Minnesota Department of Transportation, and a group of trail advocates, recently developed a county trail plan. The forum will be used to discuss developing the trail and opening it to the public. That's going to take place Thursday night, the 19th, from 7 to 9 at the Lewiston Community Center. Okay? So it's the open forum for the Winona County Bike Trail at the Lewiston Community Center in Lewiston, beginning at 7.
So what about a fish fry? That's a Midwest thing, isn't it?
Very much.
Area's best fish fry, batter fried or broiled cod, choice of potato, coleslaw, and bread. Where, are you asking?
Where?
And when? Friday, April 20th, 4:30 to 7 o'clock at the Winona American Legion.
Oh, that's right next door.
Right. 302 East Sarnia Street. You can walk over. Cost is $8.50.
Now, the flood run's coming up, right?
Yep.
There's going to be a pre-flood run musical event. You know who it's with?
I'll let you say it.
Big Woody.
That's right.
Friday night, April 20th, from 7 to 11 at the River Road Sports Bar and Grill over on Highway 14 and 61, Miller Valley Road over there. You know where I'm pointing at?
I know where you're pointing at.
Listeners can't see it, but that's where I'm pointing. You have to trust me. It's from 7 to 11.
There you go.
Big Woody.
So on Saturday, that's April 21st. Mm-hmm. Starting spot for the flood run is at the American Legion at 302 East Sarnia Street here in Winona. They are going to have a full merchandise booth selling official run shirts, benefit wristbands, flood run pins, flood run hats, other merchandise. There's going to be breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the Legion Post, and there'll be live music the second half of the day. You get discounts with your benefit wristband at the Legion Post as well. The American Legion riders will run north at 10:30 a.m. Promises to be a good time. The Flood Run Motorcycle Run Ride has always been a charity event. From throwing sandbags in 1965 to buying a $10 benefit wristband to support the kids at Gillette Children's Hospital. More information you can find out at floodrun.org. Again, that starts at 6 a.m. Saturday from the American Legion at 302 Sarnia Street.
Okay, so say you're not much of a runner and more of a walker.
Okay.
There's also an event going on Saturday morning beginning at 8 a.m. Child Abuse Prevention Stroll. Winona State University Child Advocacy Studies and students from the Winona Exchange Club invite the community members to participate in a stroll around East Lake Winona to raise awareness against child abuse. Activities, refreshment, and prizes will be offered. You can mail in your registration to the Exchange Club in Winona at P.O. Box 591. And then the zip code 55987, obviously. The cost is $20, $15 for students under 13 free, and they're going to leave from the Lake Lodge and East Lake Winona.
And again, that address to mail in the application?
Is P.O. Box 591, Winona, 55987. Do so quickly, like probably today.
Or Monday. Walk it over, maybe.
Yeah, walk it it's
over.
It's a nice day.
Yeah. So, super rummage sale. Super. Saturday. Not as fun as saying Sunday.
Sunday. But this is Saturday. Don't confuse the listener.
So Saturday, April 21st from 9 a.m. to 12 o'clock will be the Super Rummage Sale held by Central United Methodist Women. Don't miss the sale. There's going to be something for everyone. If you don't know where Central United Methodist Church is, it's at 114 West Broadway. You can't miss it.
So Saturday's Earth Day as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why they're having a pigeon walk.
Yeah.
The Mississippi River Revival will host two 90-minute walks for the fifth annual Passenger Pigeon Walk on Earth Day. The free walk will start at the Wisconsin end of the Wagon Bridge in Winona and a hike 1 mile round trip through the river bottoms. That's from 1 until 2:30. And it explain where the location is. You do better at that than me.
Everybody knows where the Wagon Bridge is, right?
Right.
If you're from Winona. This says the High Wagon Bridge in Winona. So make sure you end up there.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? If you have questions.
Oh, yeah. You got information, call 454-8478, 454-8478. Ask for Rich. Hello, Rich.
So there's a book signing event for Brothers in the Water, the Rushford Volunteer Firemen and the Flood of 2007. The Harmony Arts Board is sponsoring this book signing on Saturday, April 21st from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Crunchy Side Restaurant, 31 North Main Street in Harmony, Minnesota.
Again, is that anywhere near the High Bridge? The
No.
Okay.
No, but it sounds delicious. Again, 31 North Main Avenue in Harmony, Minnesota. An author speak presentation at 4:30 will be held. Books will be available for purchase or bring your own copy for the signing. Again, from 4 to 6 at On the Crunchy Side Restaurant in Harmony, Minnesota. So that's kind of what we got going on. I mean, the big thing is Midwest Music Fest.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that with our program lineup coming up here soon.
But there's runs and walks to be had, books to be read, fish to be ate.
Indeed, sir. So why don't you tell the listeners what we got coming up on Tuesday?
On Tuesday on the Art Beat, it's a love beat. Oh, sorry. KQAL's Brianna. I've always wanted to do that.
I can tell.
Tuesday Art Beat, 12:30 on KQAL. Brianna Klapperick visits with another set of graduating art majors about their show Niche, centered around the theme home. We'll explore the seven artists' aesthetic and mediums used in their show. Catch it Tuesday at 12:30 on Art Beat here on KQAL.
Now, you might want to get over your hump day by tuning in for the live feed Wednesday night at 6:30. We're going to feature the rock band Porcupine, originally from La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
We're featuring their episode in celebration of their upcoming performance at this year's Midwest Music Fest.
Mm-hmm.
So tune in for the interview, stay for the music on the live feed Wednesday night here on KQAL, and then check out Porcupine in person 6:30 at Dibs Cafe Friday night.
They're a nice group of people.
They're
not as prickly as they sound.
No. They actually gave us some giveaway stuff, so be listening on the air this week to maybe get your hands on some of that merchandise.
So who talked to them originally? Who will we hear from? Who will we get a blast from the past from?
It's either going to be Lisa or Anna.
Oh.
I know.
Lisa or Anna.
Mm-hmm.
I may tune in just to hear them.
Yeah.
On the next Culture Click on Thursday at 12:30, Brianna Klapperick visits with Mary Gray, professor, researcher, and author of In Your Face, Stories from the Lives of Queer Youth and Out in the Country. Gray specializes in queer youth advocacy and the relationship between media and queer social action. She discusses with us how she began her study and how she approaches the process of ethnographic research. After the interview, we'll hear part of her presentation titled, There Are No Gay People Here, Expanding the Boundaries of Queer Youth Visibility in the Rural United States, as presented here at Winona State.
That's right. So no better way to start off your weekend than with music, right?
Mm-mm.
So Friday night's live feed, we're going to hear from local musician and barista.
Coffee person.
Mm-hmm. Nate Gill, for those of us that are vocab challenged.
I call him Latte Gill.
Oh, man.
I don't.
Drawing from old folk music and the blues, Nate utilizes a unique finger-picking style and song choices. Hear him on the live feed on Friday night at 6:30, and then see him perform in person at this year's Midwest Music Fest Saturday from 6:30 to 7:15 at Blooming Grounds on 3rd Street.
And we should also note that a lot of these activities you will find, and maybe some other activities we didn't cover, at kqal.org in our community calendar section. If you want to submit an event, please do so 2 weeks prior to the event, so it gives us time to put it on said community calendar, kqal.org. It's easy, it's free, and we'd love to hear from you.
And you know what? You're in the know now, Winona.
Oh, don't you know?
Oh, don't you know? Have a great week.
A big thank you goes out to Andy Mouse for taking the time to visit with us today on Don't You Know, and to Heather Landy for telling us about the spaghetti fundraiser dinner happening this Friday from 5 to 7 at the Winona VFW down on 3rd Street. You've been listening to Don't You Know.
Thanks for listening to Don't You Know. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Don't You Know is produced by KQAL-FM to keep you up to date on the people, places, and events in and around Winona. Visit us online at kqal.org.